1 Timothy chapter 4. We'll begin reading in verse 4, and we'll read down through verse 8. Now, verse 4 has absolutely nothing to do with the message tonight, but it's still one of my favorite verses. You'll see why here. It says, "For every creature of God is good, and nothing to be refused if it be received with thanksgiving." Amen. That's good right there. "For it is sanctified by the word of God and prayer. If thou put the brethren in remembrance of these things, thou shalt be a good minister of Jesus Christ, nourished up in the words of faith and a good doctrine whereunto thou hast attained." Verse 7 and 8 is where we'll spend most of our time here. Verse 7, "But refuse profane and old wives' fables, and exercise thyself rather unto godliness. For bodily exercise profiteth little, but godliness is profitable unto all things, having promise of the life that now is and of which is to come." Let's pray, and then the message tonight, which I've just titled Spiritual Exercise, Spiritual Exercise. Heavenly Father, Lord, again, we love you very, very much. Lord, you've been so good to us, Lord. I ask now that you would speak to our hearts tonight, Lord. I want you to be the preacher. Lord, I want to just completely surrender my will over to yours right now, Lord. If I am about to say anything that's contrary to your word, Lord, I ask that you would keep me from saying it. And Lord, if there's something that needs to be said, but it's maybe not in my notes, Lord, I ask that you would bring it to my mind. Lord, I ask that you would just completely fill this place tonight, Lord. Fill me with your power, fill me with your spirit, Lord. And Lord, I just ask that we would learn some of these principles here regarding spiritual exercise. And it's in Jesus' name. Amen. There are many different times in the Bible, in Scripture, where physical exercise is mentioned. Of course, here in 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 8, or verse 7 and 8. Also in 3 John, verse 2, it says that thou mayest be in health, talking about physical health. 1 Corinthians 9, 27, "But I keep my body and bring it into subjection." Physical discipline there. Proverbs 31 even, the chapter of the virtuous woman, verse 17 says, "She girdeth her loins with strength and strengtheneth her arms." Often Paul makes references to physical exercise or to physical sporting events, such as in 1 Corinthians 9. He talks about striving for the masteries. That was an athletic term of that time. He says, "I run that I may obtain." And then he said, in another passage, he says he's run his race, he's finished his course, referencing physical activities and sporting events there. Now, I believe this, and I believe this very strongly, and I think that everyone here would agree with me. I believe exercise, physical exercise, is an important thing. I believe this for a couple of reasons. One, because the Bible says so right here in 1 Timothy. Verse 7 says, "Exercise thyself unto godliness." Verse 8, "Bodily exercise profiteth little." That means it does profit a little. It is a good thing. It's just not nearly the most important thing. And I think we would all agree with that as well. Also, I believe physical exercise is important because we understand that our bodies are the temple of God. 1 Corinthians 6, 19 through 20 says, "What, know ye not that your body is a temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which ye have of God, and ye are not your own, for ye are bought with the price. Therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's." And I believe that taking care of our physical bodies would be as important as maybe taking care of the church building or the temple in the Old Testament, the upkeep on this. Thirdly, I think it's important because Romans 12 says we are to make present our bodies a living sacrifice. Pastor mentioned this Sunday night. And very well, so I don't need to go over this again. But a sacrifice, just to sum up, was when you brought a sacrifice, you brought the best lamb or the best ox or whatever it was. And if we are to present our physical bodies a living sacrifice, it ought to be in the best shape we can present it in. And again, I think this is obvious. Bodily exercise is important. It does profit. Many times we'll use this reference to prove that it's not important. You know, we know we need to go for a walk, we know we need to go to the gym, we know we need to do some exercise of some kind, but we say, Paul says it's not that important. And sometimes we can almost use that as an excuse to get lazy, I guess you could say. But Paul does says it profits a little. It is a little bit important. And if we were to use the logic, Well, Paul says it profits little, so that means it's not important. That means it's not a blessing to receive anything. Because the Bible says it's more blessed to give than receive. Of course it's a blessing to receive something. It's just way more of a blessing to give something. And yes, bodily exercise does profit, but we know it's not the most important thing. I mean, obviously there are benefits from exercising, and we don't need to spend a lot of time on all the benefits. I'm not a doctor, but we know that exercise, it helps your with your heart health, it helps with things like that, physical well-being, I guess you could say. But also, I believe that physical exercise profits us spiritually. Now, this whole message is not about physical exercise. I told someone earlier, this is a 30-minute illustration with a 5-minute message, okay? But it does. I believe that physical exercise profits us spiritually as well. If you are physically healthy, you'll be physically able to do more spiritual things. Great example of this was track month. Now, some of those apartments we go to for track month, you got to climb some stairs. And I knew this was coming, so for about a month before we did that, I hit the stair stepper at the gym like every day. I'll tell you, there's nothing like going to someone's house. And I know this from experience, trust me. You walk up someone's long driveway, you knock on their door, they answer the door. I'm Pastor Matt from the church. Come visit us. It can be embarrassing. And again, that's not what this message is about, but I do believe that there are spiritual benefits to being physically healthy. And again, I think there's some obvious things there. Now, you're going to say, Pastor Matt, are you telling me that I need to go exercise? Are you telling me that I should start a workout program? Here's my disclaimer. Please consult with your doctor before engaging in any physical exercise program. Okay, not everybody can exercise. I know that, and I'm going through all this just for an illustration. You're going to have to hang on for a minute before we get to the meat, okay? But I understand that there's some people that can't physically exercise, but Paul's using it, so I'm going to use it here too, okay? Now, all of that being said, bodily exercise certainly is important, I think. Now, someone said, are you saying I need to lift weights like you do, Pastor Matt? Well, no. The way I look at exercise is kind of like Christian liberty. You pick your exercise. It's none of my business. You want to walk, you want to swim, you want to play badminton, whatever, okay? I like lifting weights. That's my exercise. I don't think that there's a verse in the Bible that specifies a workout routine for us, okay? But there are some benefits that can come along with it. Now, with all that being said, I'm going to use my favorite exercise here as an example, okay? Most of you know I like to lift weights. I'm a power lifter. That's kind of what I do, and you know, I've studied it, and it's my hobby, okay? But in the realm of strength sports, there's the whole idea of strength sports is to get stronger, just like the whole idea of exercising is to get in shape. The whole idea of running is to get faster or to be able to run longer. Okay, the whole idea of strength sports is to get stronger, to be able to lift more weight than you did the last time. And so what I will do throughout the week is I will exercise my strength sport, the hobby I enjoy doing. And the whole idea is that I can get stronger than I was the time before. Now, all that, there are three basic ways. And again, hang on here, we're going somewhere with this. There are three basic ways to gain strength, to get stronger. Now there's thousands of different sports that involve strength. There's hundreds of different ways to get stronger, but it all sums up in basically three categories. Now, we're going to have a physical education lesson here for a minute, okay? And then we'll move on. The three basic ways to get stronger is to either increase the intensity of the workout, to increase the volume of the workout, or to increase the frequency of the workout. Now, that word intensity has to do with how, in my realm of lifting weights, the word intensity refers to how much weight is on the bar. So if you have a 300-pound max. The most you can lift is 300 pounds. Then 290 is very intense. 295 is really intense. And if you get more than 300, you just really increase your intensity. Okay? That is one way to do it. I guess if you pick a different exercise, a different sport, maybe sprinting, a way you could add intensity to that is, and make it harder is maybe with a parachute or sled or ankle weights or something like that. Another way to increase strength is to increase volume. Now, the word volume, what this means is how much is done in a workout, in a session. So if I have, just for simple math, because I'm a simple-minded person, if I have 100 pounds and I do that one time, my total volume is 100. If I do it twice, my total volume is 200. If I do it 10, my total volume is 1,000. If I decide to do three sets of 10, my total volume is 3,000. That makes sense? So one way I can get stronger is by putting more weight on the bar. One way I can get stronger is by doing more in a session. I remember when I was playing ball, football, before season would start, our practices seemed to get very long. Our volume really increased in that sport. And it was making us stronger at the sport. Okay, whatever. Third way to get stronger is to increase the frequency. This is how often you work out. Now, again, like for football, during camp, right before season started, three-a-days. Man, that was a high frequency. 6 days times three, that is 18 workouts a week. And they were long. It made us better. It made us stronger. Okay, take strength sports. If you lift once a week, you'll get stronger. If you lift twice a week, you'll get stronger. And if you lift three times a week, you get stronger. Okay, whatever. I'm talking about exercise right now, and then we're going to relate this to some spiritual things. But there is three basic ways to get stronger. Increasing intensity, increasing volume, increasing frequency. And I try to do that. I try to keep a log. On my phone, it goes back 2 years. I could tell you what I lifted 2 years ago, what my volume and frequency intensity was and all that. And before that, I have notebooks. And the whole idea is to make sure that I'm getting stronger, that I'm tracking it. What in the world does this have to do with Jesus in the Bible? Well, I'll show you. All of that being said, bodily exercise is good. It's a good thing. It does profit. And it might even profit spiritually. It's definitely not a waste of time, I wouldn't say. But compared to exercising unto godliness, it's really not nearly as important. Does it profit? Absolutely. Is it good for you? Yes. Is it good for you spiritually? Yes. But how much more important is it to exercise unto godliness? I think my physical workouts are important. I'm a little biased, but that's what I think. But you know what I think? I think my spiritual workouts are a whole lot more important. And we're going to look at some of these here in a minute. I mentioned that I keep a log, and I can show you what I did 2 years ago, 3 years ago, whatever. There is a man that lived, back right after the time of Christ, you know, the first century, 80s and 90s AD, and he kept a spiritual exercise log. And he kept, and you say, well, how do you do that? If you keep a prayer journal, then you keep one. But, you know, he had meditation on there, he had Bible reading on there, he had prayer. It was pretty cool. But the whole idea is to make sure that you're getting stronger and making progress spiritually. So what are some spiritual exercises that we can do? I was talking to someone the other day, he said, pray. I said, absolutely. Someone said, read your Bible. Absolutely, these are all correct. Now, when we go into a weight room, when we go into a gym, when we go to the track, ball field, whatever our sport is, and we're going to exercise, there's usually some sort of a plan. You don't show up for basketball practice, and the coach is like, I don't know what to do. You guys just do whatever. There's usually a structure. There's usually a structure. If you go to the Olympic training hall, they are very structured. They're not just aimlessly doing things. And if we're going to exercise unto godliness, we need a little discipline. We need a plan. We need to put this plan in motion. One reason we have that daily Bible reading calendar we give out at the beginning of the year is so that you can have a spiritual workout log in a way to keep track with your spiritual exercise. Now, if you exercise, you get better at that sport. You lift weights, you get stronger. You run, you get faster. And if we're going to get spiritually stronger, we must exercise spiritual things. In order to get a stronger faith, we must read the Word of God. Faith comes by hearing, hear by the Word of God. In order to get a stronger prayer life, we must do that thing. We must pray. One of the terms that is used a lot in lifting and other sports is the term of specificity. What it says is you get good at the things you do. You want to do something. I mean, if you want to be good at something, you practice that thing. You want to have a good football team, you scrimmage a lot. You want to have a good deadlift, then you deadlift. You do the thing that you want to be good at. And oftentimes, relating this to spiritual exercise now, oftentimes we'll hear people say, man, how does that person know so much Bible? Because they exercised it. They read it. Man, I wish I could have the strength like that prayer warrior. Well, you can if you pray. You got to exercise, do those things that you want to get good at, and you'll get strong at those things. Exercise unto godliness. Verse 7 says this. If you want to be a stronger witness, man, I wish I was stronger in my witness. I just can't witness. I just can't tell people about Jesus. I just can't witness. He's strong in his witness. Yeah, it's because he witnesses. His bus route is strong. I can't do that. Yeah, it's because he works his bus route. That Sunday school class is a whole lot stronger than mine. I just could never do that. It's because they exercise, they work at, put some effort in, and sweat over their Sunday school class. Is this all coming together? Does this make sense? In order to be a stronger giver, we must give. In order to be a stronger, you fill in the blank, you must put time and effort and work at that thing. Exercise unto godliness. Like physical exercise, you must be disciplined and have a plan. You have a planned time when you're going to increase intensity, increase volume, increase frequency. And we must be disciplined enough in our spiritual exercise. We must not aimlessly read the Bible. We must not aimlessly pray. We must not aimlessly fill in the blank. We need to have structure. We need to have preparation when we exercise unto godliness. And as we prepare a physical workout, we think about these things in mind when we say, you know, I want to get stronger, so I'm going to increase my intensity. I'm going to put more weight on the bar. I'm going to increase my frequency, how often I work out. Whatever the case may be, I just wanted to use that for sake of illustration. Now let me tell you this, there needs to be dedicated times in our Christian life when we don't just exercise unto godliness, but purposely make the workout a little harder. Purposely make our spiritual exercise a little more intense. There needs to be times in our Christian life when our frequency needs to grow a little bit. When our volume needs to increase. Well, I understand what you're talking about when you're talking about lifting, but how are you going to increase intensity, volume, frequency? How are you going to increase that in your spiritual exercise? Now, what does the word intensity mean? In the lifting world, it's how much weight is on the bar. Basically, it's the amount of load on the body physically. So if we're going to increase our intensity in our spiritual exercise, we've got to increase the load. purposely make our spiritual workout harder. There's some people it's easy to go out and visit. There's some people it's hard to go out and visit. There's some kids on your bus and you think, man, I'll skip it this week. There's some kids in your class, I know that family, they're difficult, purposely make your spiritual workout a little harder. You know, I really would like, I'm off camera. Thank you. Sorry. Sorry, viewers watching. There needs to, what was I even saying now? Let's work out, right? Let's go get a protein shake. No. Intensity. Thank you. Love you. That's my wife for those watching. I forgot again. Intensity. Yeah, there needs to be times in our spiritual life when we need to purposely make it more intense, like doing that thing that's a little hard to do. In terms of Bible reading, you might say, man, I sure would like to understand what this passage is about, but it's just out of my league. It's a little intense for me. Well, sweat a little. Do a little research. Get into it. Increase the intensity of your Bible reading. And we could go on and on. There's things I want to pray for, but I just don't feel like my prayers will get anywhere. Pray for it anyway. Something, man, I just don't ever see this thing happening. Pray for it anyway. Make your prayers a little more intense. One way to make your prayers a little more intense is maybe fast. Oh, that'll make your prayers a little more intense, especially when you start getting hungry. Anyway, there needs to be dedicated times in our Christian life where we purposely make our spiritual workouts harder. There needs to be times dedicated in our Christian life where we increase the volume of our spiritual exercise. Now, volume is how much is done at one time. How much is done in a given workout. There needs to be times in our life where we purposely pray more than 30 seconds. Purposely read more than a verse or two. Purposely read more than a chapter. Purposely go out visiting more than 15 minutes. There has got to be times when you make your exercise harder if you want spiritual growth. If you want to be stronger, you work out harder and longer. If you want to be spiritually stronger, you work out harder and longer. Exercise unto godliness. One thing I really blessed my heart, and Pastor, we talked about this. Remember we did our 24 hours of prayer. And we had 15-minute slots throughout a 24-hour period. We had several people text both of us, call both of us. And they said, you know, I looked down and I had gone over my 15-minute slot. What happened? They increased the volume of that spiritual exercise. And their prayer life, as a result of adding resistance, adding time, their prayer life got stronger. Pretty cool. Also, there needs to be dedicated times in our life when we add frequency. Remember, frequency is how often you exercise, how often you do the workout. Like I said, when we played ball, 3 a-days, that was a high frequency. When I was in third, fourth grade, somewhere in there, one of my Sunday school teachers would give us a prize if we read our Bible 3 days a week. That's a wonderful thing. You get a third or fourth grader reading their Bible 3 days a week. That's awesome. But as I got a little older, I realized if I wanted to get stronger spiritually, I had to increase the frequency of my Bible reading. 3 days wasn't going to cut it anymore. And for a long time, really through high school, I read 5 days a week, my Bible 5 days a week, Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. My thought process at the time was, well, I'm in church Sundays and Wednesdays. You know what I found out? The frequency wasn't enough. It was stronger than when I was in third grade, but I was still weak. I needed to get stronger. I had to increase the frequency. Does this make sense? Is this registering? We say we want to have a stronger faith, but we don't exercise our faith. We say we want to have a stronger Bible knowledge, but we don't want to exercise reading the Bible. We want to have a stronger prayer life, but we don't exercise our prayer life. It'd be the same as if I never worked out in my life and said, man, I wish I was strong. Well, I'm not going to be if I don't exercise. This makes sense, right? I am not going to gain strength spiritually if I don't exercise unto godliness. And there has got to be times where I increase the workload. The point of all of this is this. If we want to get stronger, we must intentionally make our spiritual exercise harder in some way. If I still lifted the same amount of weight I started, or when I started, I'm not going to get stronger. Over the years, I've increased weight, I've increased volume, I've increased frequency, and gotten a little bit stronger. It takes a long time to build physical strength, and it takes a while and dedication and determination to build spiritual strength. The bottom line is, if you want to get stronger, you got to put in the effort. You want to get spiritually stronger, you got to put in the effort. All of that in mind, I had a few thoughts, a few applications I think we can draw from this. One is this, and this is great. You are never too old or too young to quit working out spiritually. Now, physically, that's not the case. There are some people that cannot exercise physically. You just can't. But you're never at that point spiritually. Even if you were physically confined to one spot, if you were paralyzed, you can't exercise, but you can exercise spiritually. You sure can pray and be one of the strongest prayer warriors that there is. There are some people, like a little baby, that's too small to exercise physically. There's some people that can't exercise, or for whatever reason, can't exercise physically. That's fine. But all of us can get stronger spiritually. All of us can. Another thought I had from this application, I guess you could say, spiritual exercising can be exhausting, but it's worth it. After a physical workout, sometimes I can't get up the steps. It's funny. Ask Jamie about it. We'll have a good squat session. Oh my goodness. Man, the stairs are my worst enemy, let alone trying to get in the car. Man, it'll wear you out. All right, whatever. That's no big deal. Sometimes our spiritual exercise will wear us out. Ever heard of Bible time? That is a week-long marathon of spiritual exercise and physical, and it will wear you out. Worth it. Worth it. Sometimes it can be exhausting praying for the same person, the same thing, over and over and over again, and it wears you out. But you're stronger. Your prayer life has gotten stronger. So there might be something in the Bible that just doesn't make sense to you. You study it, and you study it, and you work on it, and it wears you out mentally, and it drains you. But you know what? Worth it. Sometimes I wonder if it's worth it when I work out physically. But it is worth it when I work out spiritually. This is true. Another thought I had was spiritual exercise takes long-term dedication. You don't get physically strong in 1 week. Sometimes we think we're going to be some spiritual giant after we read our Bible for 3 days. It takes a long, long commitment. I tell you, in this room, there are some saints that are way stronger than I am. I'm looking at several of them. You're way stronger than I am spiritually. You put in a whole lot more spiritual exercise than I have. My prayer is that I'll continue to exercise spiritually. Maybe one day I'll be as strong as you spiritually. I don't know. I hope so. And I thank God for men and women in here that have put in many, many spiritual workouts. and the godliness that they have as a result. But it takes dedication. It takes a long time. It sure does. One more thought here. And I think this is probably the most important. If you don't hear anything else, I'm going to hear all night. I want you to listen to this next part. Just as physical laziness might cause you to be physically out of shape, which is so much more worse than that, spiritual laziness will cause you to be spiritually weak. He becometh poor that dealeth with a slack hand, the Bible says, but the hand of the diligent maketh rich. One of the main reasons for Christians' spiritual weakness is because of their spiritual laziness. One reason you are not strong in the Bible, and I do not mean to be harsh, you say, I just don't know the Bible. That's not my strong point. It's because you're lazy in it, maybe. You're not reading it. My prayer life, it's just not very strong. Are you exercising it? One of the terms we use in the lifting world, the lifting realm, is that of muscle atrophy. And what that means is that your muscles are getting smaller. And now in a strength sport, that's obviously a bad thing. You know what causes muscle atrophy? Inactivity. You know, it's very possible to be a very, very strong Christian, but then quit and then get spiritually weak again. One fear that I have, I love our young people to death. And I tell them all the time, I'd take a bullet for them, and I really mean that. But oftentimes we see young people graduate, they get out in the world, and because they are not spiritually fit, they did not exercise unto godliness while they were young, they're not strong, and the world is so heavy, temptation is so heavy, they cannot handle the weight of the world because they're not prepared for it. And they're not spiritually fit. Young people, let me just encourage you this, and everyone, but especially young people. Don't wait until the load drops on you and you can't pick it up before you start to exercise spiritually. Exercise unto godliness now. Well, I can't do what they can do. I can't read my Bible that much. I can't pray like they pray. I can't witness like they witness. No, because you haven't exercised yet, but you can start. A lot of times when someone will say, I don't want to get into lifting because there's no way I could ever lift what you lift. Well, I couldn't lift what I lifted when I started. No one can. You get stronger as part of the sport, okay? Now, how much more important is the spiritual aspect? I'm not going to be, don't let this swell your head, brother, I'm not going to be as spiritual as Ed Davis. Hey, that was not meant to be a joke. I'm not going to be, I'll use someone else, how about that? I'm not going to be as spiritual as Brother Dale. Because I have not put in near the intensity, frequency, and volume as this godly man has. It takes a long time. It takes a lot of dedication, determination. But the point I'm making, guys, is this. I don't want you to say, I could never do what he can do, so I'm just not going to do it. No, start exercising. Start working out spiritually. Start reading your Bible at least. Start praying at least. Start tithing. Well, I have a job. Tithe off of whatever you get. Start telling your friends about Jesus. Well, I don't know all the verses. Well, give them a tract. You can start exercising somewhere. But don't fall victim to the trap that says, I could never be like that. Well, you can still exercise. Now, I know this was kind of weird tonight, all right? It's like I said, 50% illustration. But the point is this. If we want to get stronger, we got to make things harder. And if I want to exercise unto godliness, then the spiritual exercises that we do, we've got to increase them. Maybe increase how often we do them. Maybe increase the intensity of them. Maybe increase how long we do them. I don't know. But I know this, we have got to increase it. I would hate for this to be the case that people would just say, you know what? I can't be that spiritual, so I'm not going to try. I would hate for that to happen. You can do something. You can exercise something. And I love lifting. I just love it. And you guys know this. I mean, I have more money in my garage than I do the rest of my house and my car and my wife. Love you, wherever she went. Or she's gone. That's okay. I mean, I just love the sport. But that is so trivial compared to exercising unto godliness. So let me just ask you this question, Christian. What's your workouts look like? What does your exercise look like? Are you exercising unto godliness? Or are you in spiritual atrophy, getting weaker? Because you're either getting stronger or you're getting weaker. It's one of the two. Heads bowed, eyes closed. No one looking around for just a moment, please. I know, weird message, I know. Basically, I just have two questions. Heads bowed, eyes closed, no one looking around for just a moment. First question is this. How many of you would say, you know what, Pastor Matt, I have been spiritually lazy and I have not been exercising unto godliness. I have not been putting in the spiritual workouts that I need to put in. But I'm going to try to start exercising unto godliness. If that's you, could you raise your hand? I just want to pray with you. My hand's up with you. I need to exercise. Yes. Put your hands down. Thank you. Now, with a message like this, the Lord could have spoke to your heart in a different way that I don't even know about. And if you say, you know what, Pastor Matt, God has spoke to my heart tonight about something. God's dealing with me about something. Could you just slip your hand up? Amen. You may put it down. Thank you. Thank you. Heavenly Father, Lord, we love you tonight. We thank you for loving us. Lord, help us to take this matter of spiritual exercise seriously, Lord. Lord, physical exercise, that's fun, that's important, but not nearly as important as exercising unto godliness. So I pray that we would take that very, very seriously, Lord. It's in Jesus' name I pray. Amen.